Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of July 1st, 2018. Today we're joined by our frequent guest, the prolific commentator, Mr. D.R. Tucker. How are you doing, D.R.?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good. Glad to have you with us. So, D.R., in the long history of trying to craft an acceptable political solution to addressing climate change, there have been a lot of different ideas that have bounced back and forth. Two of the main ones are both market-based mechanisms that were thought to satisfy some conservative principles. There was, as you remember, cap and trade, which was an effort to basically issue permission to pollute and then sell those permissions and have a market trading the permission to pollute and yada, yada, yada. That went through with something called the Markey-Waxman bill in the 2010 or so. The other idea here has always been what's called a carbon fee, where there is a fee placed upon pollution and everyone has to pay that fee. And as that fee gradually rises, it suppresses the use of fossil fuels. So there have been ideas to do that. And one of the underlying ideas there is that all the money that is produced from all the revenue that comes from selling those, assessing those fees would get paid back to individual people, blah, blah, blah. So these ideas have floated around mostly on kind of lefty environmentalist fringes because bottom line is the hostility of the fossil fuel industry to any sort of national policy has been real. So over the past, now I guess it was maybe 2 years ago, a couple of bigwig conservative types got together and proposed a plan to have what amounts to a carbon fee and dividend proposal for the United States. Didn't go very far, but in recent weeks that proposal has again been made by a coalition variously described as grassroots, but primarily composed of big corporations. But basically fossil fuel corporations that are proposing a carbon tax where a carbon fee and dividend where the money's given back to individual people. And, by the way, we will inoculate the fossil fuel industry from any further legal liability as part of that price. Did you see anything about that?
Yes, this was an announcement several days ago. The so-called, I believe it's called Americans for Carbon Dividends, which is an outfit that is led by former Senators John Breaux and Trent Lott.
Always very liberal guys in my memory, right? They're right up there in the green vanguard.
And also affiliated with this outfit is ExxonMobil, BP, Royal Dutch Shell, and Total SA. And so their proposal is a gradually rising federal carbon fee with all revenue donated to given back to the public, and also two very controversial provisions. One, which would strip the EPA of its ability to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, and another would ban the sort of lawsuits stemming around the Exxon New matter, similar to the lawsuit that Bill de Blasio has filed in New York, and similar to the lawsuit that Oakland and California filed, which was thrown out by a federal judge. Those two provisions are going to be very, very sticky if this thing were ever to be turned into actual legislation.
Well, and isn't that the question? So there are two thought pieces, pieces discussing, journalistic pieces discussing this. One comes from a guy named Dave Roberts at Vox, which is, if you don't read Dave Roberts at Vox, then I recommend you do that because he always has some interesting perspective on global warming, right? Very, very smart guy. He was not very much a fan of this proposal, I think. He basically said that this is the, shall we say, the opening gambit of the fossil fuel industry on what they anticipate is a coming climate legislation. They think something's coming, so they're out there trying to get they're not really interested in addressing the problem. They're trying to inoculate themselves and have the safest, smoothest transition that they can as corporations into a carbon constrained future. And so that's very self-serving. He also made the point that this whole thing is aimed at Democrats because no Republican in his right mind is going to support this kind of thing. It's going to be labeled a carbon tax and lambasted. So they're somehow looking, playing a longer game, saying that when the Democrats get back in power, they'll need some kind of a plan that has industry backing and yada, yada, yada. This will be it. He also makes the point that one of the fallacies of green thinking, people like maybe like you and maybe like me, I'll just say maybe like me, the idea that somehow you have to have the corporations supporting your proposal is in one way naive, and the other way is well, it's just not necessarily true, right? I mean, it's like, I mean, you could have a non-market-based solution where you're going to tell everyone to stop extracting oil. Right, you could do something like that, right? And and so the idea that somehow we have to have ExxonMobil's buy-in is, I don't know, a bunch of junk. So anyway, Dave Roberts pretty much poo-pooed the idea, and in my own opinion, I think that the people that are behind this proposal, which has come up repeatedly, have been so devious in their practices and so self-serving all the time that I don't think they get the benefit of the doubt here. We don't get to say, oh yeah, they're really good underneath, right? It's just not. I don't buy it, and so it has to be taken. I don't buy into it. So there you go.
It's hard to blame you because, you know, remember when Trent Lott was running around saying that he wished Strom Thurmond had won the 1948 presidential election.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you can tell the fact that they're not operating in good faith when they say, oh, well, here's this great plan that's going to address climate change. But by the way, EPA can't do anything else, and we have to be legally inoculated. We have to be legally protected. Say, well, wait a minute, if the plan is so great, then you're not going to need that anymore, right? Mm-hmm. What matters if EPA still has that authority? No, they're trying to kill the things that they're really afraid of, which is the idea that they should get a lawsuit. And what Dave Roberts in his piece says is that if the situation were reversed and there was somehow a democratic institution that was weakening and all of a sudden worried about the future and putting up these kind of plans, the analogy is mixed, but he says the Democrats or the progressives should push the oil industry. If the oil industry looks weak, push them more until they fall down. Don't try and make a deal with them so they can stand on one leg and stagger. No, if they're weak, attack them, and that's where we are now. So I guess I'm on Dave Roberts' side with this. Are you?
I think he makes a strong point. It is interesting to contrast this with the op-ed written on June 27th by James Hansen in the Boston Globe, where he strongly came out in favor of a carbon fee, arguing, quote, in democracies, uniform 100% distribution of the funds we need to achieve public support, unquote. Now, that's an interesting line because Roberts has written pieces in the past disputing the idea that a full rebate would achieve public support. So it's interesting to see this, the contrast of visions between the two. And also the interesting thing where on the one hand, Roberts is basically pointing out that, you know, this odd thing of how they want to avoid lawsuits, and of course, interestingly, that Hansen, curiously and I think somewhat naively, is basically saying that lawsuits are the thing that's going to work. So it's interesting to see. So you would wonder what Hansen thinks of this idea by the Americans for Carbon Dividends to sort of block these lawsuits. It's very interesting.
Let me go back a minute, though. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess I subscribe to the idea that if there was a fair and equal refund of the revenue from a carbon fee structure. So if I was getting $2,000 a year from the federal government from the revenue from a carbon tax, that was my share. I think that that would turn me into an avid fan of that carbon tax, and I would want that money to increase every year. I want the cap or the price of the fee to increase every year, so I'd get more and more money every year. Right? Do you remember, or can you make the case as to why that wouldn't happen?
I think Roberts has previously argued that if you look at polls, there's a lot more polling support for taking the revenue from a fee and investing it in clean energy. And there's also the argument, I remember the argument came up in the I-732 debate in Washington State, that merely returning carbon tax revenue to the public doesn't guarantee a reduction in emissions the way investments in clean energy would. That was famously controversially the argument that Van Jones and Naomi Klein made in opposition to I-732.
Interesting point. Okay. So, I mean, I guess that's plausible. I mean, that's quite a reasonable thing. I guess my point on the constituency thing is that that we need a process that will last 100 years. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a very long-term problem, and so we need to be attacking carbon fossil fuel use for 50 to 100 years. And the only way to kind of guarantee the longevity of that program is to have money going back to the individuals. It's kind of like the Alaska Permanent Fund, right? I mean, those people in Alaska still get $1,000 a year from the oil rig, and they all love it, right? And they're all in favor of it. If you take the money and put it into clean energy, then somehow some politician is going to come around and make that into an issue and say, oh, we shouldn't do that anymore. What a terrible thing you're doing. You're picking winners and losers, yada, yada, yada. Whereas if you give the money back to individual people, they're going to expect that, and it's going to continue over decades, and you have this continuing pressure on fossil fuel. So I guess there's two sides to that argument. Right? I mean, it's interesting. I hadn't thought about what you were saying about the popularity of putting the money into renewable energy stuff, right? Interesting. Well, can we, if we take a vote between you and I, D.R., would we agree that the proposal from this AstroTurf group that's trying to solve our climate problems by protecting the oil industry, would we agree that it's not going anywhere?
I don't see it going anywhere. I think that the idea of banning the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases that might find some popularity among, say, people like sort of Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Senator Joe Manchin. But the idea of banning the lawsuits would definitely be a non-starter.
Yeah. All right, well, look, we'll put it down there. I'll put up links to these various articles so you can, folks out there in podcast land, you can read them yourself. Make a call as to which way you think all this ought to go and whether or not we'll be talking about Americans for
Carbon Dividends.
Carbon Dividends. We'll be talking about them in 2 years when Donald Trump's in the clinker somewhere in Leavenworth Prison and Mike Pence is never having dinner with his wife again, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Anyway, we'll put that down. Let me pretend I didn't say that. We'll put up links to everything on the blog. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Podbean, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll close where we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, and because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the reckless policies of the new administration not be accepted as normal, and that the United States put a long-term and equitable price on carbon. So thanks for being here, DR.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you, everyone out there in podcast land. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Have a great 4th. Bye-bye.
Very cool.